Speaking to a gathering of more than 1,500 members of the state teachers union, the governor called the Republican-backed budget the most concerted attack on education ever mounted in the state. He said it will force a $400 million cut in local school district funding, and he slammed Republicans for making a last-minute late-night deal with Milwaukee Democratic Senator Gary George to win its passage.
The fact that even in the middle of last night, they are coming up with these kinds of little, you know, what can we give you to get your vote sort of stuff really shows that they did not sit down and deal with the basic issues that this budget presents.
In return for supporting the budget, Senator George got $28 million worth of programs for his Milwaukee district, including several church-based job training and counseling programs. Senate Minority Leader Democrat John Erpenbach of Madison is also angry about George's vote. He says Democrats were prepared for cuts in programs like senior care, but not for the backroom tactics he says Republicans used to win approval for them.
You take that $28 million that Senator George got and the Republicans got in this amendment, you can fund senior care, you know, but they're not looking at that. They're looking at buying a vote.
Governor Doyle says he hopes Democrats in the state assembly will make changes in the budget before it reaches his desk. If they don't, he says he'll wield his veto pen to restore as many cuts as he can. Republicans say their budget actually increases state aid for education and opens up new school choice options in Racine and Milwaukee. Senator Ted Kanivas says the bottom line is it's good for taxpayers because it freezes both state spending and property taxes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.